cheap is good, but bullet holes are bad. Check the U.S. Department of State for travel warnings before booking tickets. http://travel.state.gov. Here are just a few of my favorite starting points. Feel free to choose other locations. The most lifestyle for the dollar is underlined. Argentina, Buenos Aires, Cordoba. China, Shanghai, Hong Kong, Taipei. Japan, Tokyo, Osaka. England, London. Ireland, Galway. Thailand, Bangkok, Chiang Mai. Germany, Berlin, Munich. Norway, Oslo. Australia, Sydney. New Zealand, Queenstown. Italy, Rome, Milan, Florence. Spain, Madrid, Valencia, Sevilla. And Holland, Amsterdam. In all of these places, it is possible to live well while spending little. I spend less in Tokyo than in California because I know it well. Hip, recently gentrified artist areas, not unlike the Brooklyn of 10 years ago, can be found in almost all cities. The one place I can't seem to find a decent lunch for less than $20 US? London. Here are a few exotic places I don't recommend for vagabonding virgins. All countries in Africa, the Middle East, or Central and South America, excepting Costa Rica and Argentina, Mexico City, and United States-Mexico border areas are also a bit too kidnap-happy to make it onto my favorite list. 4. Prepare for your trip. Here's the countdown. 3 months out, eliminate. Get used to minimalism before the departure. Here are the questions to ask and act upon even if you never plan to leave. What is the 20% of my belongings that I use 80% of the time? Eliminate the other 80% in clothing, magazines, books, and all else. Be ruthless. You can always repurchase things you can't live without. Which belongings create stress in my life? This could relate to maintenance costs, money and energy, insurance, monthly expenses, time consumption, or simple distraction. Eliminate, eliminate, eliminate. If you sell even a few expensive items, it could finance a good portion of your mini-retirement. Don't rule out the car and home. It's always possible to purchase either upon your return, often losing no money in the process. Check current health insurance coverage for extended overseas travel. Get the wheels in motion to rent or sell your home. Renting out is most recommended by serial vagabonds. Or end your apartment lease and move all belongings into storage. In all cases where doubts crop up, ask yourself, if I had a gun to my head and had to do it, how would I do it? It's not as hard as you think. 2 months out. Automate. After eliminating the excess, contact companies, including suppliers that bill you regularly, and set up auto payment with credit cards that have reward points. Telling them that you will be traveling the world for a year often persuades them to accept credit cards rather than chase you around the planet like Carmen Sandiego.